Okay, so hello, can we meet you?
Yeah, my name is Mohammed Habiba Oshoke.
Okay.
Yes, I'm an actor. I'm a model too.
Okay.
And I dance.
Wow. So, Habiba, let's look at it like this. You have acted in a number of plays, mostly tragedies.
Yes.
How would you describe tragedy from your experience of the plays that you have done?
Okay, from my experience, I can describe tragedy as an unpleasant event, something terrible. I can also see it as, it could be a state of mind that is being portrayed. Yes.
Can you elaborate on that? Because that sounds really interesting.
Yes.
Tragedy being a state of mind.
A state of mind, yes. Because I say tragedy as a state of mind in the sense that what is tragic to me might be funny to someone else. So when one state of mind is portrayed, I see it as tragedy. Especially when it's unpleasant.
So you think most of the time we see a tragedy on stage, it's possible for us to imagine that drama is actually portraying the character's state of mind.
Exactly. What is being portrayed is actually what was probably conceived in the mind of someone that is being put to life on stage. That is how I see it.
Now, how do you now relate the tragedy that is dramatized on stage to the one that happens in everyday life?
Okay, how can we relate tragedies on stage to... Well, I feel it's actually natural. As human beings, we've all had various experiences, and these experiences actually can relate to one another. One experience can relate somehow to another experience. So these experiences that are portrayed on stage somehow have a way of linking other experiences in the society. If you bring in these plays, like Once Upon an Elephant, I acted in Once Upon an Elephant. It's a story that, well, we see it almost every day, you know, in our everyday lives, in our environment and all, where the actions of one comes back to him somehow, maybe through his own child or somehow something relating to him anyway.
Now let's talk about your involvement in that tragedy, Once Upon an Elephant. That's an adaptation. It's an adaptation of a traditional folk tale by the writer, what's it like, Ademiloa Afolayan.
Yes.
And you played one of the lead roles. You played Demoke, the woman who is unfortunate to...
I played
Desola, that's yes. Demoke's daughter. Desola was unfortunate to have fallen victim to...
Yes.
To Ajanaku's ritual, which he aims to use to turn himself into some kind of immortal god. Now, how did you prepare for that role? I mean, in terms of a psychological readiness,
yes,
to play that character that was almost killed.
Well, it was, I don't want to say it was quite challenging, but I'll just use the word, it was a bit challenging because I haven't been in such situation. So trying to put myself in that situation, you know, it took me some kind of research, asking questions here and there, watching more Yoruba movies, because I really don't know much about the Yoruba culture. I'm not Yoruba.
But apart from that, was there any particular incident that you were trying to connect to in order to be able to...
Well, the only... The incident I tried to connect to was the part of when she was really sick, you know, and that ritual aspect where she had to fight, more like fight for her life back. So that's, you know, I've been really, really sick once, so I had to bring myself back into that state.
So how did you do that?
Well, as an actor, actually, the way you rehearse it is not the way it will come out on the performance day. I feel there's this kind of, maybe, I don't want to call it some kind of spirit or something that just comes in on stage when, you know, you have the lights complete, you have this the music and everything. So it just takes you to another world entirely. So from the past experiences and all, everything just comes back like a flash. And then you become a different person on stage. Yes, I remember the ritual scene where I carried the calabash, you know, did that ritualistic dance and all that. I can't really, if you tell me to perform the way I did on stage, it won't be exactly the way I performed it, because there was something different, you know, the other things added to it, the light, the sound, the costume, and that stage, you know, the stage as a different world is quite different from the normal, the normal way. So as an actor, you know, putting in a lot of work and performance day, well, it was something else.
So, like this thing you've seen, so what specific things actually help you to be able to, you know, play the role, that the tragic character that you're given? I'm not talking about the answer, I'm talking about some aspect of the directorial approach and some staging choices. What particular ones can you say was really more, really effective in putting you in the mood?
Well, there are various scenes anyway, and most of the time I wasn't alone. You know, this, there was another character, Odekunle, was supposed to be the man I was supposed to get married to. So it was more like character backup. So with his own, I acted with two of them. That was Busayo and Ade. So, you know, they were actually very, very good. So their own renditions had a way of helping my own acting, yes. Because it's everyday life when a girl talks to the man she wants to marry. You know, these things come naturally. Yes, especially probably when you've been in a relationship once. And, you know, so that's... there was the chemistry came in somehow, because we've actually been in some situations like that. So we just bring it back on to stage and it looks really...
Okay, so you try to connect to
exactly
particular experience in your own private life that happened in the past.
Exactly.
Now, what was the process of putting the play on stage like? I mean, the rehearsals and all of those.
The rehearsals... the rehearsal was, it was fantastic rehearsal, you know, a bit tedious too, but at least we made a lot of progress. And, you know, it's not just about the rehearsals, personal work too. Because whatever you rehearse, if you don't work personally on your own, it won't be so good. So, aside rehearsals too, personal work. So we can't really say it was just putting together the rehearsals that brought the performance to life. So we can also add personal work done.
So now, would you say the kind of tragedy that was dramatized is related to the one that you experienced everyday life, or was it different?
Well, I won't visit like personal life, but we can relate it to everybody's, like, the environment.
That's what I mean. That when I say, you know,
personal life, like about the society, everyday society. Yes. Well, it's actually yes, because
in what specific ways? Are you
okay? I would specify from the play.
Yeah, at least. Maybe a particular instance in the play you can actually connect to particular instance in everyday life.
Okay, yes. For instance, where Cherubano, you know, from the start, he was actually the problem of the whole play. So we see that in some, you know, out of greed. Yes, especially greed, and, you know, just sheer wickedness anyway. Yes, wickedness. And then everything now comes back, you know, him trying to make his son immortal, and the whole process comes back to him where it affects his daughter. So we see these things every day. Okay, even in the process where it affects his daughter, incest was committed, then we can say, because Desola and Ajanoku are siblings. Not from the same mother, but they are siblings. And we see that everywhere, you know, incest, siblings sleeping with each other. It happens consciously and unconsciously. So these things, you know, they're actually a form of mirroring the society somehow with these plays. And it's really tragic.
So, if you look at that, what the tragic situation that were dramatized as close to us as the tragic situations that we live through our lives in all of those things that we do.
How do you...
Yeah, like, the tragic elements in the play is as close to us as the kind of tragic situation that we also live, we experience.
Exactly. Yes. Totally.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Abiba.
Thank you.